Happy Monday, girls night gang, and welcome to another, oh my god, I literally just did the sing talking that everybody does on Love Island. I hope you guys are loving the Love Island guests because I had so much fun with them, and now I'm like meeting up with Cachet in the city when I go home. How the hell do these things happen to me? But anyways, girls night gang, I hope you've been enjoying my special guests each week. I have been having so much fun getting to know each guest, but today, ladies, I'm riding solo. And sometimes I feel like I just need to catch up, vent, tell you guys what I'm up to and how I'm doing. Because if you want to know, not well, bitch. If anybody else has been personally victimized by September, please DM me because she has been the biggest bitch to me. The month of September, I can't even get into it. It's just, she's been a bitch to me, but she's been a bitch to my best friend. I'm happy she's leaving. She came up in here like she thinks she's the hottest bitch in the game. September, get the fuck out of here. No. We don't want you anymore. I'm sorry. Like, I had like, just the past 2 weeks have just been a lot for me. But before we get into all that, I want to let you guys know that I'm currently in a hotel room by myself. That's how bad September has been to me. I had to isolate myself into a hotel room. And also, I had my last real estate course exam and I passed, bitches. I'm gonna clap for me. And I'm sorry because I'm eating a cheeseburger with a Diet Coke and that's my reward for myself. Also, there is a rager next door and I've been trying to do this podcast for maybe 2 hours, but I could not because there was a girl in the hallway crying on the phone with her boyfriend. I'm not even lying. I was like, I just passed. I want to just take a weed gummy and go to sleep and just watch all the Britney Spears documentaries. But no, I have to listen to Amy outside call Brian saying he's a piece of shit because he won't pick her up. And she has to take an Uber. So that's what I was dealing with for the past 2 hours while I was trying to do this podcast. But whatever, guys, I passed my fucking exam and I'm so happy. I am the world's worst test taker and I really am proud of myself, but I am just tapped the fuck out. I am burnt out. I mean, if I wasn't, I would be going into the rager room next door and taking shots with them. Like, that's the type of person I am. But I'm not even me anymore. I don't know who I am. I miss me. I miss Alexis. I have no energy. We'll get into it. But, like, I really would take shots with them. But, like, my mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me it. That doesn't make sense because both are telling me no. Anyways, I scheduled this exam maybe at the worst and best time because the past 4 months have been nonstop for me. I would legit rush through each week, meaning doing all my stuff for the jewelry company, preparing guests and content for this podcast, studying for my real estate. And then I would do like, you know, some Instagram deals like selling dildos and like sugar bear hair and shit. You know what I mean? Just kidding. I mean, I'm bachelor old news, so I don't get those deals anymore. And that is fine with me because I make my own money, honey. But anyways, I was just rushing through life the past 4 months. Like it's just not a healthy lifestyle. I'm not complaining about traveling. I want to travel, but at the same time, I want to be successful in my businesses. And I feel like I say this all the time on the podcast, and I'm sorry that I'm repeating myself, but I'm so hard on myself that I just need to tell myself that I should just be proud of myself for everything that I'm doing already and not just want more and more and more and more and more. Like, just be, I'm learning to be more present and more appreciative of what I have now instead of always wanting more. But we were just going on vacation every weekend, and I don't want to sound like a brat because I'm like, oh, like my friends would be like, Alexis, I wish I could go on vacation. And don't get me wrong, I love it. I love traveling and everything, but it was just a lot. And when I go on these group trips, I am a motherfucking animal. There is no in between. It's 0 or 100, and I'm going full throttle on this trip. You know what I mean? Because I'm fucking working hard during the week. I'm partying harder. So then when I come back, I'm exhausted because I used up so much energy. But then I do it all over again. And so birthday weekend, my family was coming into town because I was throwing my sister a baby shower, which was so much fun. I need to give a big shout out to Lushra, who helped my vision come to life. They were amazing. If you're throwing any type of event, Lushra is the best. Also, my friend Jules does small setups for parties like balloons and stuff. Her Instagram is at Pretty Productions. So our Labor Day weekend trip was last minute because one of Tyler's friends, who is one of my closest friends, his dad passed away. So we wanted to get away. So we went to Sayulita, which was like 20 minutes outside of Puerto Vallarta, where Bachelor in Paradise is filmed. And going into the trip, I was under the impression that it was going to be low-key, chill, surf town, and we were kind of just going to relax and chill and get Sig, who's Tyler's friend that dad passed away, get his mind off of everything. I actually bought fake lottery tickets for Tyler just to make Sig laugh because I mean, he's going through it right now, and I messed up. I fucked up the prank. I mean, I got him for a split second, but if you saw my Instagram, I got him for like 5 seconds, then he caught on. I had one job and I ruined it. I was so pissed off. But anyways, it made Sig laugh a little bit, and that was my goal, so I did something right. But when I tell you this was a trip that we were going to chill on, I was lied to. And I only agreed to go on this trip because I thought it was going to be relaxing and chill because I had my family coming into town. So I was like, I need to be on point. I'm hosting a baby shower. And let me tell you, there was no relaxing. We went so hard. We had the best time ever. I felt like I was in a scene from Narcos. The town was all locals, but bougie ass Tyler got this big ass villa and 2 golf carts, and we had a motherfucking blast. As a matter of fact, I don't think I had 2 minutes to myself without getting yelled at to hurry up. And the worst was when I was constipated and everybody was yelling at me and I was having a full-blown brain aneurysm on the toilet waiting to drop the log. Oh my God, ew. Why did I just say drop the log? No, but I was one of Tyler's friends, Rod. He is the sweetest man ever, but he is so punctual. And I told everyone to, like, I'll meet them there. The town is so small. So I stayed back to, you know, drop the log. And Rod, oh my God, this Rod. Rod is the nicest man ever, but he came back to pick me up. And I was like, no, I'll just walk there. It's fine, because I literally had to go to the bathroom. And he's like, no. But he is so punctual. He was waiting for me. And I was sweating on the toilet like there was no tomorrow because I was so scared of him. And I was in so much pain. I could not. I'm telling you, Mexico fucks my stomach up. It's like so annoying because some people go to Mexico, they come back, they have the shits for days. No, not me. I have 16 pounds of poop stuck in me. It's just unfair. But so I was having already, the anxiety started that day thanks to Rod and dropping the log. And the log was not even dropped because I was rushed. And I would come out and Rod would be like, what took you so long? And I'm like, sorry, I was just on the phone, you know, and just had to put on my eyelashes. Okay, let's go to the beach. So, but honestly, it was the funnest trip ever. The first night we went into town, I was like, wait, I've been here before. And everyone once again is yelling at me to come into the bar. And I get so emotional. I'm so drunk. I'm like, oh my God, I've been here before. Raven and Adam had their first date here. And I'm sending videos. I'm wasted. I'm like getting so emotional. It's downpouring. And Tyler is screaming at me from afar at the bar. And like all the boys are looking at me. And I'm like, you guys don't understand. Like, this is where they met. And now they're married and they're having a baby. Like, I was so drunk and just like so annoying. And they're like, who the fuck are you talking about? I was like, you guys, Raven's having a baby and this is where they first met. And I was trying to send her videos and she was dying. She was like, yes, that's what they had their first date in on Bachelor in Paradise. They did a salsa dancing and I was literally at the same spot. And the fact that I remembered that, who knows? But they were all screaming at me. I'm like, oh my God, I literally did not have 1 minute to myself. Once again, why I am in a hotel room right now. Because I need some alone time. Alone time is so fucking important. And especially after all the trips and like this, the family situation I'm going to mention or get into. Alone time and just taking time to do self-care is so important. I already feel better and I've only been here for 2 days. Like it was much needed. But with that being said, I highly recommend going to Sayulita, that place to visit. It was such a cool, vibrant little town and the music and food were amazing. The beaches like weren't the best, but the one day we all did shrooms and we were all in the water dying laughing. And like, if you would look, it kind of was like Costa Rica, but like Jurassic Park. I don't know, maybe it was the shrooms. But yeah, so we did the best shrooms ever, all of us. It was a group of like 10. And we're all in the water. We're dying laughing. And I couldn't remember anybody's names. Like, I remembered Tyler, but I couldn't say anybody's names. And I was like, these are my friends. How the fuck do I not know their names? And then we're literally all in the ocean, just dying laughing at God knows what. And I walk out. I start walking, like, towards the chairs. And I start peeing. I start peeing on the land. Not just like a little dribble of pee, full blown like rain fall. And I'm like, what are you, Alexis, what are you doing? You're not in the ocean anymore. It was like a horse piss that I did on the Sayulita beach. So I'm sorry to all, and all the locals are like dying laughing at me. It was so embarrassing for my life and soul. I'm probably never going back there, but I mean, so I sprint back in the ocean. Everybody's like dying laughing. I'm like, oh my God, I literally had no, I felt like I was still in the ocean. So that was embarrassing. But that'll tell you those were good ass rooms though. Night gang, when was the last time you got rewarded for brushing your teeth? I hear silence. With Quip's smart electric toothbrush, good habits can earn you great perks like free products, gift cards, and more. Smart electric toothbrushes for adults and kids have all the guiding features of our original brush with a new Bluetooth smart motor that connects to the free Quip app so you can track your brushing, get tips and daily coaching, and earn rewards for good habits like brushing 2 minutes twice a day. A healthy mouth is its own reward, but free gifts like refills, discounts, and products can also motivate people to consistently brush better. Girls Night Gang, you better listen up because these rewards are insane. In the membrane, earn daily points for brushing 2 minutes a day, twice a day. Earn bonus points for challenges like streaks. Redeem points for Quip and partner rewards. This is my favorite part about it, the sensitive sonic vibrations. For an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. Why? People brush too hard, aka me, and some electronic toothbrushes are too abrasive. But wait, there's more. There's a built-in 2-minute timer. It pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you clean your whole mouth evenly. Why? Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. Quip is one of the first electronic toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed up by tens of thousands of dental professionals, and they have over 10,000 verified five-star reviews. So Girls Night Gang, don't miss out on this offer. Start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/night right now to save $10 on an Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush. That's $10 off a Smart Electric Toothbrush, at getquip.com/night. Spelled GETQUIP.com/night. Quip, the Good Habits Company. Anyways, so after Sayulita, we get back to Dallas, and I have one day to get everything together before my dad, my sister, her boyfriend, and my sister's dog, Lady Girl, Mama Girl, come. So once again, I'm rushing. I'm also super anxious about the baby shower because that was honestly the first event I planned for someone, and I'm not a type A person. It was so stressful, and I am definitely not a party planner. I'd rather just be the party. I've said that before. I'll say it a fucking again. I'll say it for the people in the back. I'd rather be the motherfucking party. It was just so, I mean, I just wanted it to be perfect for my sister because I just love her so much and I want the best for her. But it was so, and it was not even a lot of people, but I just, not, it's a no for me, dog. I can't do it. It just, nope. But so my anxiety was at an all-time high. And then I won't get into extreme details, but you guys understand family issues. It's so fucking draining. Dealing with family problems brings out a different type of emotion, but my mom and sister they really haven't had a relationship in over 2 years. And my dad and I have been in the middle. And now that she's pregnant, a lot of the issues have heightened. So not only am I super hungover at this, like this weekend my sister comes, I'm super hungover, drained, exhausted, which all I did on my own, my fault, I know. I host the shower and my sister was crying. Everything turned out amazing, not to toot my own horn, but juggling everything on my plate, I pulled it off and I was so proud of myself. Like my dad gave me like the biggest hug and was like, you were the best. Like he made me, I can't even get into my dad because I love him so much. He really like is such a calming force in my life. And that's why I feel like I'm with Tyler because he is too. But my dad just brings just a great sense of like peace and calmness to me that like I need. And that's probably why I'm dating Tyler. But it's really creepy. But at the same time, I talked shit about Tyler on the last podcast and it was actually for real. But we'll get into that. So the next day we all start posting pictures on Instagram from the shower. And Tracy Waters starts blowing me up. My older sisters start blowing me up. My grandma's yelling at me saying, talk some sense into your sister. It was just a lot. Like I had, and Nicole was still there and I was trying, like I was, it was just so, it just, and I'm usually very mentally strong, but the weekend I threw the shower, I was not. I was just the whole summer, like just slapped me in the face. All the traveling, all the working, everything just slapped me in the face. And I was just, but I pushed through for the weekend for the shower. And, but I was just, I wasn't mentally strong that weekend. And that's why I kind of got pissed at Tyler because I kind of needed him and I never need him. I'm super independent, but I was weak, like just emotionally weak because I just didn't know. I didn't know what to say to my mom. And I feel like it's just so sad because my parents have been divorced since I've been two. And my sister and I and my mom lived with my mom. So we've been like the three musketeers our whole life. And my sister doesn't want her in her life. And I've had so many conversations with her about it. And I tried to keep the peace, but at the end of the day, I don't know what else to do. But it really does break my heart. And once everyone left, like meaning my dad and my sister, once they left Dallas, I told Tyler, like, listen, baby, I am burnt out. I'm tapped out. I can't do anything. Nobody's coming here. We're not going on any more trips. Like, I was emotionally drained. I was like, I want to finish my real estate. I want to get back on track. I want to get back on my grind. I was like, I am this, my entire family stuff is so hard. And like, I felt like I was just trying to explain that to him. And like, he comes from such a loving family that I feel like he doesn't know how to relate, because like I have a big Jersey Italian family, like, and then my parents are divorced. So like, I have a lot of family trauma. And I just felt like Tyler wasn't, and like, I always make fun of him and I always give him shit, but like, I really needed, he did not show up for me that weekend. And I was like, dealing with so, like, there's only so much that I can take on by myself. And it was just like, nobody says, Alexis, are you okay? Everybody's always like, what's wrong with your sister? Like, why doesn't she talk to your mom? Why doesn't she talk to your mom? I'm like, I don't know. And I don't know what to do about it. Like, I've been in the middle. I've been trying. I have a relationship with my mom. I have a relationship with my sister. And I pray every single night that when the baby comes, that she will want her in her life again. But until then, like, I don't know what else to do. And I had to sit down with Tyler and I was just like, I kind of needed you. Like, he went to play fucking golf the one day. And I was like, having such bad anxiety because I had to get so much shit done for the party. And he like went to play golf, and like my sister needed to like go to the mall and do all this stuff. And I was like, well, I need my car. So it was just like, he could have like stepped up a little bit, but like also men are dumb. So I didn't even ask him for help. So he didn't know, but I was just like overwhelmed with the party. And then just the day, my sister and her boyfriend came like in and out. Like, they were there just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And just, we had so much fun at the baby shower. But just the next day, like when we started posting and just everybody started calling me, I couldn't take it. And like, I just needed like just like a hug, or just like someone like to support, like just to be there. And like, I don't know what else to say to everybody about my mom and my sister, and it just breaks my heart. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. So I tell this to Tyler, and then he invites his friend over. For his friend comes, he calls me, I'm at the gym. I'm like, I dropped my dad off. He left the day after, but I needed him. Like, my dad was there for me more than Tyler was. I mean, I get it, like, it's my dad, but I was just like, Dad, I can't be put in the middle anymore. Like, I can't deal with my mom. Like, she's just like, it breaks my heart. The whole situation just breaks my heart, but I don't know what to do. Like, I'm in the middle and I just don't know what to do. And like, my dad was there for me. He was, and just Tyler calls me. I literally have a whole conversation with him. I tell him, baby, I'm drained. I'm emotionally drained. My mental, like, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I need like a break from life. I just need to breathe. I had like, my mom's giving me a panic attack. My sisters are giving me a panic attack. I can't do it. Like, this is a lot for me. And
literally he invites his friend over to stay for 2 weeks, for like 2 days. And I'm just like, is he fucking, like, does he not listen to me? Like, I was so pissed off. I was so pissed off. Like, and then I love his friend, so I didn't want, and this is his friend that his dad just passed. So I felt like a bitch for him. I felt like such a bitch for being like, no, he can't stay here because I love the kid and I want to be there for him. But at the same time, like, I have my own fucking family shit that I'm going through and I can't handle. Like, I needed to just be by myself. So, and I just couldn't shake it. Like, I couldn't get out of this funk of like this just like burden of my family shit. And I was really pissed at Tyler. Like, I never felt that way before. Like, I just felt like Tyler wasn't putting me first. And I just felt like I never need you. I'm never asking to be like loves or, you know, I'm just not that type of girl. And the one time that I do, you just kind of like make it seem like it's not that big of a deal. Like, it kind of broke my heart. I don't know. It was just, it was a lot. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to just change my focus and change my mindset and focus on something productive. And that's, so then I booked my real estate course exam. So I studied all week. And before that, Tyler and I had, so I was so mad at him. And then he apologized and we had the craziest, wildest makeup sex ever. Like, we were making out with the tongue. And you know, when you're in a relationship, like, for like 4 or 5 years, you really just like peck kiss and keep it moving. Like, no, we were full blown, like, making out, like, with the tongue, swirly tongue. It was getting weird and wild. And I loved every second of it. I'm sorry to give you like a visual, but, and then I said, okay, that was nice, but you're going to be my Hoop Nation bitch for the day. So, because you don't make me, the queen bee, Alexis Waters, cry ever again. Okay? And when I tell you I'm not okay, you better be fucking there for me and not put someone else in front of me. Because I should be your main fucking priority. Besides his mama. Because I know he loves his mama. But anyway, so yeah, we had wild sex. It was fucking insane. And then he was my Hoop Nation bitch. But he was only allowed to be my Hoop Nation assistant for the day if he wore a wig and a mustache. So we had a fun, weird, like, productive day. And we needed it. Like, we needed it for our relationship just because I was so fucking pissed at him. And I've just been – and then he paid for my hotel room. So I've been in this hotel for 3 days now, and then my exam was today, but I already feel so much better. But not only am I feeling better, and September is almost over, and I have my sister's second baby shower in Jersey with my mom next month. I don't even want to think about that, but I just have a lot going on, and I'm sorry that I needed to vent to you guys, but I just wanted to tell you where my head's at, where my mindset's at, like, just my life. And I just want, if you guys are dealing with something similar, then you can reach out to me and vice versa. Like, I am a honest, vulnerable person, and I want this podcast to showcase that, like, this vulnerability that I kind of like that I'm doing this. I'm just showing you guys my real self, my real life. This is just everything. Like, my relationship isn't perfect. My family isn't perfect. My work life isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. I mean, I'm close to it, but, like, you know, my feet are like a size 10, but whatever. But I'm, you know what I mean? I am flawed, and I want you guys to feel valued and feel like you're not alone, because when I tell you I had a rough 2 weeks, I was like, it was bad, guys. It was just everything combined, like being physically drained, emotionally drained, and then the family stuff. Like, I just, there's only so much that one person can handle. And I just want to let you guys know that you're not alone in anything. If you guys want to reach out to me, we are the Girls Night Gang for a reason. We stick together. And if you guys have any questions for me on how I deal with things, because I just went on Groupon and I got myself, I passed my exam and then I'm going to get a fucking vagina facial. No, it's not a facial. It's not a vagina facial. That's weird. It's like vagina steaming. And then I'm getting cupping. And then I'm doing like a lymph. I just want to be like pampered and like all the stress. And then I'm getting like a massage and a facial. Like, this weekend is all about me. Self-love, self-care, all about Alexis. A little bit Alexis. But yeah, that sums up my September. And I'm sorry that if this was not the funniest podcast, but I just want to always keep it real, raw, and honest. And that's what I've been going through. But guys, I am so close to being a real estate agent in Dallas, Texas. And I'm so excited to be selling million-dollar homes and taking Tyler's money from his Tylopoly homes. But I am sorry if this podcast was I don't want your Monday to start off being super – hear me listening to this podcast crying hysterically. But you know, it's Girls Night with Alexis Waters, so welcome to it. And let's end it with some fun ADHD thoughts and no reaction since I'm solo. But, and Tyler's still not out of the doghouse, so I'm gonna tell you guys a little funny stories about him and embarrass him, because that's what I do best. You want to make me cry, motherfucker? No, okay, Alexis, you need to get over it. Okay, so I told Tyler I wanted to watch the Aretha Franklin movie, and he was like, who is that? I said, okay, are you done? Like, Aretha, R.E.S.P.s? And still, nothing's going to this little brain. He goes, was that Benjamin Franklin's wife? Dead serious. Like, this was a full-blown thought. This, he actually thought this. This is the man that I'm going to marry. One, he cannot pour a bowl of cereal. Two, he thought Aretha Franklin and Benjamin Franklin were, I don't even want to say it out loud again. It was so embarrassing. Also, he is like my sister when it comes to sharing clothes. The first night I met him, I had to borrow his sneakers because I did the walk of shame. Yeah, we banged the first night, whatever. And I borrowed his sneakers and they basically fit, which was really embarrassing. But they were like Nikes and he like kept hitting me up about it. This was like the first night. This was the first time we went out together. And he just kept texting me about the fucking sneakers. I was like, bro, chill. Like, I'm going to see you again. I'll bring them. Like, but he was very like weird about the sneakers. And I always like remembered that. I always remembered one that they fit me, which was weird. And then two, like he was like kind of like one of those, like when you borrow your sister's clothes and they get mad. He was like that. And then to this day, I can't even wear like his H&M t-shirt to the gym. Like he's literally like his sister. He's literally like my sister. It's like dating my sister. Actually, that's really creepy to say out loud, but he probably didn't even want to see me again now that I think about it. He just wanted his sneakers back. But anyways, that's Tyler for you. We go through the ups and downs of life, and he really made up for it because this was a much needed 3-night stay in this hotel, even though there is a girl crying outside the door. Should I go get her and come bring her on the podcast? Righty. Never mind. She is still fighting and crying and probably on her 8th vodka Red Bull. Keep going, champ. I have no idea. She has no idea where she is or what's going on. I'm trying to help her, but you know, I gotta help me. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Just kidding. Oh my God, I hope she didn't hear me.
She can 100% beat my ass right now. I'm coming back, but I'm still not 100%. And if she hears me talking about her, I feel like she might bang on my door. She's on one. She's on one. Oh no. Oh no. Okay. Well, if I die, just know I'm at the Hilton. I'm at the Highland in Highland, and I was beat up by a girl named Amy, I think. Just kidding. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on my Okay, now I'm getting scared. Thank you guys so much for coming on my Girls Night with Alexis What Is podcast. Make sure to leave a review on Apple iTunes. Please be nice. And then please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's out there and it's popping. Kevin has really stepped it up and he is making it look phenomenal. I'm still working on some other edits, but guys, we are back in action and I'm staying put until I have to go to Jersey. Wish me luck. And make sure to follow at Girls Night Hangout, at @AlexisWitters_ and at Hoop Nation by Alexis. And I love you guys. Please reach out to me if you are going through the same thing, if you're dealing with something similar. I'm here for you. Girls Night Gang, we stick together for life. Happy Monday. I love you all so much. Oh, and also, use code FLASH30 for Hoop Nation by Alexis to get 30% off anything you want. That's for my therapy session today. Love you. Bye. Oh my God. Oh my God. The girl's coming.